Do what again, doofus?
Well, you just sound aggressive in general, so.
My truly lemonade as my chaser? Pre-shot. Cheers.
No, I don't want OT. I just need money right now.
I get jealous every time.
And I need to go to NOLA when I'm sober. Because I still need to become a permanent.
Well, she's not my friend anymore, but...
LSD. Driver. I want to drive to Seattle. It's the one that looks like a plane. He flew to Portland just to get the phone. Vegas, I understand.
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 72 and another Happy Hour with Some Damn Podcast. A podcast where participation is optional, but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm going to need a round of Henny immediately. Like, immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host you love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me, as always, my partner in podcast, that host you love to ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
Before we get started, I want everybody who's listening right now to hit pause and repost our last episode or this episode, but do anything to share. Huh? But before we jump, I'm talking to the listeners because I told them to pause it. Now I'm telling them to press play. This is the coworker that said that you don't do anything and that you say no to everything.
I don't, and it's true. I don't do anything.
All right, guys, I want to start off with something alcohol related. Open up your calendar on your phone and mark it for November 22nd at 12 p.m. Eastern. What is this day? What is this time? Ladies and gentlemen, Arby's is releasing French fry flavored vodka, curly fries flavor, and their crinkle fries flavor. Each bottle is super limited. Each bottle comes in at $60. Arby'sVodka.com. Hey, you bring this over to your Thanksgiving get together, bust out the Arby's vodka, everyone's gonna be like, whoa, French fry flavored vodka. Let's give it a go. I know both of us aren't really into vodka, but would you be okay? What is the main reason why you wouldn't want to try it? Is it just because it's an odd flavor?
Yeah. Because I'm like, wow, I'm pairing it. I'm thinking of soggy fries.
I'm thinking just a peppery flavored vodka. That's what I'm getting. Maybe like a hint of salt.
Curly fries one, cayenne, paprika, onion, and garlic. Is Kirkle is kosher and salt. Kosher salt.
No. I did not read that part.
I was right.
So I feel like you'd have to get the curly because... I think crinkle will be pretty basic, just salt and sugar. Why sugar? Are their fries sweet? I've never had their fries.
I've never had Arby's.
I've had Arby's once, and this was probably back in like 2002 or something like that.
it's
hella far. Or I mean, not hella far, but it's in, I think the closest one is in South City.
What is South City?
South San Francisco. Come on, dude.
I don't like that place.
And that's where Little Luca's is.
What's that?
One of the best sandwich spots ever. It's like, think of Ike's, but three times bigger and the same price.
Really?
It's hella big, dude. Yeah. I think half of their sandwich fills me up more than a full Ike sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. And most people that I see that eat Ike's can't finish a whole sandwich. And I'm always full after the half, but I don't like eating half a sandwich, so I forced myself to finish the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, you have a problem. Dude.
We don't half step over here, right?
I was gonna say, did we have proposition chicken before? Or was
you no, have... because whenever I look at the reviews, it's like what, 3.5 stars, I think.
I don't know, but I finally found where it is.
Isn't it Lakeshore?
Yeah, but I didn't realize it until I like finally drove past it. Like,
well, try it and let me know.
It's 3.5 stars, FYI.
That's what I said, dude.
Did you? I thought you said 2.5.
Pretty sure I said 3.5. 2.5 is like disgusting. Speaking of fries, what is the main condiment that people like to put on their fries, Leah?
Ketchup.
Yes, ketchup. A British man with his mind in the gutter or desperate to get attention complained about a funny ketchup bottle, stating that the ketchup bottle at a Pizza Hut was very sexual because it said shake, squeeze, and squirt. He claims that it's too sexual to be in a family restaurant. It's not innocent in my eyes. I do not understand how someone could put that sentence together. It's awful. Pizza Hut is marketed toward children and young families. Is it? I wouldn't say Pizza Hut is marketed towards family or kids.
Is it?
I didn't even know Pizza Hut had ketchup. What the hell are you going to put ketchup on at Pizza Hut?
I've never seen, yeah. Like, I understand sauce. I mean, the sauce packets. I've never seen an actual sauce bottle.
Well, maybe because this is a Pizza Hut in Great Britain, because it's a British man. And maybe they have items that go with ketchup. Maybe they got French fries there. And he was shocked to see adults laughing and the children asking them, what was so funny? If I had my niece with me, I would be worried. It's definitely not appropriate. Relax, dude. It's ketchup.
I don't know. You know, when you watch kids shows now that you're an adult, you like having a lot of hidden jokes in there for adults.
Yeah, that's aimed towards the adults who will understand it because they know that adults are watching it with their kids.
Yeah, it's the same thing going on here.
So you think it's meant to be sexual for the adult's pleasure?
Not for their pleasure, but just like a ha ha ha. That's a good pun.
Big pun.
This dude took it too far.
Oh, shake, squeeze, yeah. And squirt.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't either. Because that's exactly what you do with the ketchup bottle, right?
Yeah. I don't shake it, which is my fault. I should have.
I do shake it because, you know, sometimes you get the little watery crap at the bottom. So you want to,
yeah.
And if you don't shake it, you'll get all that water.
I get sad when I'm doing my burger.
Burgers, I'm telling you, you gotta go try Lana's. Which cookie bar have you been to?
Is the one on 8th Street?
Yep.
Does it still have the cookie bar set up, or did they change the name too on there? Like their board, their sign?
It says Lana's. Why would it still say cookie bar?
I don't know. I like how cookie bar looks on that.
I'm hoping they do the same thing to the cookie bar in Alameda, since that's a little bit closer.
It's time. Du-du-du-du-du.
I didn't hear that one.
Because I'm on my phone. You know the rules.
You know the fucking vibes.
All right, cheers.
Another one.
All right, speaking of French fries and burgers and all these goodies that people like to eat, you know, a lot of people are using delivery services now because they'd rather stay in the comfort of their own home and just have someone deliver it to them. The most popular one, I would say, is DoorDash, right? Would you say that Uber is more popular? I think DoorDash is.
I feel like DoorDash is too. Even though I use Uber, well, I don't use it anymore, but you know what I mean.
But according to this DoorDasher, if you tip or not, that will affect the delivery service. Because if you don't tip, the drivers are not going to accept that order. So no one will be willing to pick it up. The price that is paid out to the driver increases if no one is willing to pick it up. So that's the strategy that a lot of DoorDashers use, is just wait till the price goes up before they decide that they want to pick up the order. This driver in particular, she goes by Seasoned Caucasian on TikTok. How come I don't see the video though?
Can't you play the video in here?
Oh, is it in here?
I think so.
Show me, huh? I don't see it.
Keep going down.
Oh, here we go.
See? Don't ever doubt me.
So I just picked up an order for DoorDash, right? You guys don't like to tip. It's okay. And I'm going to tell you the result of not tipping. These two bags have been made by 12:15. At 12:15, that's when they serve this off of their screen. I used to work at McDonald's, so I know. I go to the little voice box speaker, and I'm like, hey, I'm here for an order. And I tell her the last 3 digits. She's like, oh my God, that's been here for an hour. And I was like, what? You're lying. So then she pulled up, and this was on the thing. And I looked at the, because I knew when to look at the time. And I was like, 12:15. It's 1:27 now. This has been ready for an hour, and it's because they ain't tip. And I'm gonna show you guys how much I got paid out and see how much they tip. Not at a tip. That's why. $6.25. DoorDash only pays us $2. They had to make somebody go deliver that first.
All right. So the payout for that order was $6.25, and without tip, that's how much they make on the delivery. So I'm just questioning. What about the people who tip in cash?
That's what I was thinking too, because I know you like to do that a lot.
Well, because I heard, but I mean, I always put in the notes cash tip upon delivery, but I don't know. I don't think they'll see that until they accept the order though, huh?
You can message them.
I know, but you're not understanding the point. They're not gonna accept it if it says no tip. So you can't message them yet.
Yeah. After, you know, you have the option not to tip now and then tip later.
That's only on Uber. On DoorDash, you have to do it or not once you place the order.
Oh.
That's the only thing that I like more about Uber Eats is that you can tip them after the delivery. Because I feel like sometimes if you give me terrible delivery service, then that's going to affect your tip. Like, remember that one time where I ordered Ike's? Mm-hmm. And it was through Uber Eats. And then the dude called me and asked me if I could come outside and get it because he was parked across the street and he didn't want to walk across the street because he hurt his leg or some crap.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did.
So I'm pretty sure I took away his tip after that. So that's one upside that Uber Eats has over DoorDash.
Dude, I remember we ordered something. And the person called me. You know, I always say to go to the restaurant. And I'm like, I'm the cashier, so just go up there and, yeah, we'll do that. The person stands, you know, where the trash was. He stands right there and calls me. He's like, I don't know where you're at. I said, I'm over here. And then he's like, where? And I told him the restaurant name. And then I was like, where are you at? He's like, near the trash. So I'm like, look at the trash. I'm like, excuse me, turn left. I'm right here. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like, it's okay. I still gave him a tip, though. He looked very confused. And I think he was a regular.
A regular person who picks up from
us? No, a regular that eats from us.
That eats there?
Yeah.
So why would he not know where you're at then?
I don't know. It was the person that, it was the guy that wears the skirt.
I have no idea. I don't remember that.
I was like, dude, you come here. Unless this is like secret twin or something.
I don't think so. Was he wearing the skirt?
He was.
I don't think his twin would wear the same thing as him.
You don't know that. They have similar likes.
Dude, I think I have a spider bite.
Because you're outside. Isn't your job outside?
I think I got it at work. I'm pretty sure I got it.
You're outside.
How would I not notice a spider on me?
You don't notice a lot. I'm just saying.
I would feel it crawling on my arm. I assumed I got it like while sleeping.
When did you notice it?
This morning.
Oh.
But it didn't start really itching until this afternoon. Two big ones and then a small one. Maybe I'll be the next Spider-Man.
No, you're not. Please do not put that. It doesn't happen.
So always remember, guys, tip your delivery drivers if you want quick service. I don't know, some people maybe on their second date or something, they'll feel comfortable enough, depending on how long they've known the person they're dating, maybe they'll feel comfortable enough to just stay in, get some food delivered, right? But according to this woman on TikTok, TikTok, NK Estella, she's done with dating. Let's let her tell you why.
Okay.
Oh, damn it. It's one of those videos where they don't say anything. I hate those TikTok videos, man. They're stupid.
Because they give you the reading. You have to read it.
I don't want to. That's the point of playing TikTok videos here, so they could explain it themselves instead of me explaining it to everybody.
90% of TikTok.
Okay, so here we go, guys. Shared the text messages between herself and a man who says she drove over an hour to meet for a first date in September. When he asked if she wanted to go out again, she declined. He demanded she pay him back for their dinner and parking. He even went as far as to demand she create a PayPal account because he doesn't take Amex or Venmo, according to a screenshot of their messages. All right, so just because he got declined a second date, this guy is asking her to pay for half of dinner and parking. Like, if he's demanding her to create a PayPal account so she can pay him, why don't he just get a Venmo, which she has? But I mean, it's not like she was going to pay him back. But, you know, if he really wanted to get it, like, he would take the action.
I thought I used the word right, but it didn't seem like it. I agree with you.
I don't know, man. I feel like who would stoop to this level? Like, damn it, you don't want another date? All right, pay me back.
I don't know. I feel like if you go on a date, you already have the consensus that, like, you both agreed on who's paying what.
Right? Okay, here's a question for you. What's a worst date? This one or the 100 taco date?
I knew you was going to bring that one up. I knew it. I would still say the 100 taco. That one was just weird. I would have been so creeped out.
But this girl said she drove an hour.
Okay, but did he bring her back to her dad's house?
No, but he probably yelled at her.
No, they said that they left, like, what, after the dinner they were fine?
Like, what do you nothing mean? Weird. She said he demanded she pay him back. By demanding,
that was after probably yelling. Didn't they text that?
Oh, wait. So when did he ask her through the text if they can go out again?
That's what I thought.
Pay you for what? Parking it. Okay, can you pay me back? Oh, okay. So that's what happened.
Yeah, because
so he texts her asking for a second date?
Yeah.
Why didn't he ask her in person?
Because they live an hour away.
No, but I mean, like, after the first date, like, you know, ask, like, yeah, oh, I had a good time or whatever, like, we should do this again or some crap like that, you know?
I don't know. He's already weird to begin with.
How is he weird to begin with?
Oh, not to begin with, but just text-wise. Did she say he was being weird? And that's why she said
that? That's why the TikTok video and this article, like, kind of suck because they don't share much detail.
It's very vague. Maybe he go down.
I already went. It's not, there's nothing to do about it. It's just people reacting to it. Cheers. Two TikTok videos in a row. Cheers.
Another one.
So if someone ever yelled at me on a date, I'd probably just run, you know, run away like this lady did in this marathon. She ran as fast as she could. But unfortunately, not only was she running for the marathon, she was running to get to the next porta potty. DeAndre Keane completed 34 What?
Oh, I thought it was Deirdre.
I don't know, man. Does it really matter?
DeAndre is not how you spell that.
Is that what I said, DeAndre?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever, bro.
I think it's Deirdre.
She has run a total of 34 marathons in her lifetime. And she says that her pre-race diet is not usually what you would recommend to someone running a marathon. Usually it would include Mexican food or even Halloween candy. And according to experts, they tell you to avoid greasy foods, cheesy foods. But she's always kept this laid-back attitude and thought, hey, man, let's keep it going. So she lives in New York, and she traveled to Philadelphia to run a marathon. It was a half marathon that she assumed that the race started at 7:30. So she arrived at 6:50 and learned that the race started at 7. So once they got there at 6:50, she ate 2 protein bars and 2 slices of buttered toast. She didn't really have enough time to digest. She headed for the porta potty right before she began the marathon. But her strategy was for this marathon was to run as fast as she could between porta potties, because once she's like 5 minutes into the race, her stomach started pumping, and the reality that I may be about to poop myself set in. She just kept running to porta potty to porta potty, and over the course of this half marathon, she went into 9 different porta potties in 16 miles. And at mile 17, she was finally okay. At the end of this, she finished at 3 hours and 38 minutes. I admire her dedication, because I feel like if I really had to go that bad, I probably would just like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to take a dump right now. And I don't know. I'll probably just call it a day. I don't think I would want to continue to run a race if I got to continue to take a crap.
Plus, like, just hearing the word marathon, run, it tires me out. Have you ran a marathon before? No, huh?
No.
Have you been in a run?
I've gone to the Beta Breakers marathon in the city, but that's more so of a, like, a giant block party.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one?
No. I wanted to go to, like, the foam ones. And the paint ones.
Those aren't marathons, dude. Those are like 3Ks, 5Ks.
I just told you. Or have you been to just a run?
Yeah, I've done a few of those.
I can't do a marathon. Have you? I don't even run in general.
I wouldn't want to do a marathon either, because I would just get bored. I don't want to run for that long.
What if it's a scenic route and you see stuff?
No. Have you seen like videos or pictures of Beta Breakers?
No, this is the first time hearing about it.
Because, like, obviously you have the people who are actually there to do the that was the buzzer, right? Power hour. You know how I had like 2 extra monitors for when we used to stream? So I had like one on Twitch, one on like Facebook or whatever.
Yeah.
So now I just like have things playing in the background while I do stuff, like when I edit. I'll be watching like basketball or UFC, and right now I got a Lakers game on the other screen while we're recording.
So you're telling me I could have had my hockey game on this whole time?
Well, you don't have an extra screen.
I have my laptop.
Yeah, but you can't multitask like me.
You're right. I can't even text at the same.
You ready?
When I'm texting. Yes.
Welcome to Power Hour. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
What is the ideal meal to eat before a marathon? Or you wouldn't even eat?
I would eat oatmeal.
I think I would do oatmeal too. But usually when I eat oatmeal, I gotta go right away. But I guess like if I do like an hour before the marathon, then that works out, because I could get it out the way, then head over to the marathon. All right, you know, we hear these stories about people hiking. Sometimes I get lost. And that was true for this guy right here. He continued to ignore phone calls from the rescue team because it came from a phone number that he did not recognize.
I feel like that's something I would do. I'm scared to pick up phone numbers.
But if you're lost?
In their sense, they're kind of dumb. I would still pick it up. Yeah, you're right.
The subject stated they'd lost the trail around nightfall and spent the night searching for the trail. And once on the trail, bounced around onto different trails, trying to locate the proper trailhead. Finally reaching their car the next morning, they had no idea that SAR was out looking for them. Before I tell you, what does SAR stand for?
Search and Rescue.
Whoa, did you read that? Or you actually
know? I knew. It took me a second, though. So it's SAR.
One notable takeaway is that the subject ignored repeated phone calls from us because they didn't recognize a phone number. If you're overdue according to your itinerary and you start getting repeated calls from an unknown number, please answer the phone. It may be a SAR team trying to confirm your safety. I wonder who he was trying to call while he was lost, because they don't have anything, like any comments from the actual dude who got lost. They don't mention his name or anything like that.
Isn't it a couple?
A hiker in Colorado. It's one dude.
I don't know why I thought it was a couple.
This is ridiculous. Oh. Now that I think about it, I don't know. Would I answer it?
Exactly.
Because I would just try to be, I would try to call other, like, 911 or anyone, like, who can help me, someone that can help find help. Maybe I'd be irritated at that point, and then I wouldn't answer a phone call if it says unknown.
That's why I thought it was multiple, because they said they didn't recognize the number.
You know, they always use they now politically correct. Because, you know, people are more sensitive about that. You can't just say he or she.
Yeah. And maybe they want to keep their identity a secret.
But I don't know why I assume it's a dude. I wouldn't know until I'm actually in that position. But yeah. It's nice to call him an idiot for not answering.
Yeah. We'll see how we are.
With Thanksgiving coming up in a few weeks. Is it 2 weeks or like a week and a half?
2 weeks.
Have you had salt and straw yet?
No, I haven't. Right. Didn't they start selling in stores?
I believe so. A lot of places have in-store pints now.
Because I was at the store and I remember I saw an ice cream thing and I meant to take a picture of it and show it to you.
Salt and straw, which originated in Portland, have released their seasonal flavor. This is their caramelized turkey and cranberry sauce.
I think I can eat it.
I think it would be delicious. So I was talking to our newest listener, Nicole, and she told me that they had a turkey flavored ice cream before, and what they did was they had candied turkey skin on it. So I feel like that's what they would do here, is put like candied pieces of candied turkey skin and little cranberries in it.
What is candied turkey skin? Is it sweet?
Candied turkey skin, yeah. You know how they put bacon in ice cream? It's usually candied, so it's like caramelized sweetened with sugar.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't had that.
I haven't either, because you know I don't eat bacon. But unfortunately, I did have bacon the other day because I didn't realize it. But I had a barbecue chicken pizza from Round Table, and I forgot it had bacon in it, and I didn't want to pick it out. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just eat it. That was the one that I snapped you when I was using my steering wheel table.
Oh. Oh, you bought it that day. Okay. Okay.
That was buzzer, yeah?
Yeah.
Cheers.
Another one.
Are you able to get a birria taco yet?
No.
You need to get a birria taco and a true burger, because I've been telling you about these for like 2 years now. And you haven't been visited any of the ramen places that I recommended.
How did you know?
I just brought that up because me and my coworkers were talking about ramen spots, and one of the dudes has been to the ones that I've been to. So we're just talking about how good they were. And this other lady, she was just saying, oh, you guys should write this down for me because I'm not going to remember it, but we didn't write it down. But that made me think about how you asked for a list of ramen places, but you haven't been to any of them.
I might make, I can't get Liz to go with me. She got the kids.
Dang, she got two kids now. That's crazy. Wait, how old is her first?
He's 4, my little monster.
Damn, she's had him for 4 years already?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He's so big now. He's like half my size.
Is she planning on having another kid?
She said no, but I'm pretty sure she's going to forget in like 2 years. That's what she did with him.
You think she's going to be like Mitz and have twins and then have 4 total?
She's going to be so mad. She's scared. She's scared to give birth.
What did we last talk about? The hiker?
Yeah.
Sometimes people start hiking because their car breaks down and they're hiking to the next gas station in order to get to fill up their little gas. What do you call those thing that you can use to fill up gas? Like as backup? Oh,
I just bought that too. What is it called? The carton, the bin, the, what is it called? The pail. I call it a pail.
Okay, if that's what you want to call it.
It's a gas pail.
We want to introduce you to gas station Karen. You don't need that. See, I don't get, damn it, TikTok, you pissed me off. Sometimes your volume is hella loud, and then sometimes your volume is barely, you can barely hear it. But let's take this drink and we'll talk about Karen. Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
So I started following that. Did I start following? I think I started following this account, an account that this gas station created called Gas Station Antics. And it's run by the workers who work at this undisclosed gas station. And they most recently posted a video where they dubbed this lady Gas Station Karen in the beginning of video. Unfortunately, we tried playing it and you can't really hear it. So you gotta hear me sum it up for you guys. Woman coming up to the window and trying to make a transaction with the pin pad before telling the employee which pump her car was located. She proceeds to argue with the gas station attendant and telling her to shut up. You don't need that. I've been coming here for a year. So how do you not need that?
Like, wait, what did you not need? I didn't listen to the first part.
Do you ever go inside to pay for your gas or you always pay at the pump?
It's very rare, but sometimes I do.
So when you go to pay for gas at the pump, or not at the pump, when you go inside, what do you tell the attendant?
I'd be like 20 on 4.
Exactly. You tell them what pump you're using, right?
Uh-huh.
According to this Karen, the attendant doesn't need to know which pump she's using. So she tried to pay without telling them what pump she's using. And when they asked her, she said, shut up, you don't need that. I've been coming here for a year. You shouldn't be working here. Ask everybody else who works here. I've been coming here for almost a year. All I said was, what's the pump? Just shut up and give me my damn receipt.
Mm-mm.
I could kick you out, but I'm not going to. I highly doubt that. I know everybody who works here. I know everybody here too. I've been here for 2 years. So, you know, when we were working where we were working, like, I always wanted someone to ask for the manager so I could be like, yo, that's me. But no one ever did.
Dude, I've had that happen to me.
Or when they did, it was always over the phone.
Oh, no, I've had that happen to me in person.
When I wasn't there.
Yeah, so I would be like, how can I help you? Or sometimes I would say that I'm actually supervisor, but like if they look angry, I'd be like, I'm the manager. What's up? Like, what can I tell you that's so different from what I just said earlier? Just because now you
know. I know. That's like the perfect comeback for like someone who's trying to complain about something that an employee did when you're the one who did it. I'd be like, okay, you know, what you got to say. But yeah, so that's exactly what happened here. The gas station Karen asked for the manager, and the person she asked was actually the manager. And then when she told her she was the manager, then she ended up asking for the owner, because the owner told the manager to not let her, she was no longer welcome there. And if she supposedly has been going there for over a year, she should know who the manager is, which she doesn't. So that right there, she already lied. Cheers, gas station Karen.
Cheers.
Another one.
Since we started doing cocktails instead of beer and seltzer,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I get tipsy quicker on the show, and it like, does it not hit you as much or more?
If I eat like before going on, then I'm fine. But if I eat, like, I have to not eat to feel it. maybe, not trying to defend her, but maybe the times that she do go, she gets the ones that just stare outside and already has the number in mind. Because I had cashiers do that to me, where I just be going up there and they're like, number three. So, yep.
Oh, so you think that's what happened? That they know which pump she's at?
I feel like it. But
I mean, you still would have to confirm. Like, yeah, you can't just go up there and not say anything if the attendant doesn't say anything to you.
Yeah. Plus, I feel like if you've never seen that person and you just do things your regular way, then you're already set to mess up because that person don't know you and your routine. So it's still on her, but I tried to give her a little leeway.
Define Karen.
But acting disorderly, mm-hmm, for a problem.
Like all the Karens that we've mentioned, like through on the past few episodes, you would actually categorize them as a Karen.
Yeah, because they're causing problems for themselves. Like the situation wasn't a problem until they found a flaw in it.
Okay.
Like it was a normal thing, like an everyday occurrence for everyone. Yet they, mm-hmm, find them an inconvenience.
All right. I guess. I don't know, because I feel when they first started using the term Karen, it was always someone who would call the cops prematurely. Yeah. And then, like, once that stopped, people just started using the term Karen just for anything, for any woman who would overreact or do something, like, out of the ordinary. So I just get kind of confused of what the actual definition of Karen is.
I think the term, well, not the term, but the story, like the boy who cried wolf, was how Karen was at first. Call, just a call because of nothing. I feel like the Karen thing is like overused now. They need to bring some Kens into this.
Say Kens? I thought it was Kevin.
Kevin and Kens is both.
Can you call their own sibling a Karen?
Yeah, I can see that. Not in a malice way, just in an annoyed way, though. I don't. Well, maybe. If you don't like them. I think I would do that just to annoy them.
All right, did you read this article?
I did. I actually read this.
Can you call her a Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I wouldn't call her a Karen. She has to... attributes of a Karen, but her specifically, no, I call her another name.
Cheers to all the different definitions of Karen.
Cheers.
Another one.
This is the first Am I the Asshole of the episode. Let me read this for you guys. I am infertile and knew I couldn't have kids. So when my 18-year-old sister said she was giving her baby for adoption, I decided to be her mom. She went no contact 5 months after giving birth. My sister got pregnant by a one-night stand, and she apparently didn't remember or know who the father at the time of birth. So her sister legally adopted the child, and in an odd twist of fate, ended up marrying the man who was her daughter's real dad. My sister had run into him at a club and drunkenly confessed to the pregnancy. We met up with his daughter. And well, that man is now my husband of 7 years. The siblings fell out of touch, so the woman was shocked to receive a call from her recently letting her know she got married last year. The couple has been trying for their own children, but her sister's husband is infertile, which is obviously a tough situation. But the woman was shocked when her sister asked for her baby back. Are you following me right now? Because I'm kind of like just reading this and I'm not really getting it because I'm, yeah, a little tipsy right now. Just making sure you are, because, so yeah. So if you're understanding what I'm saying, then the listeners are understanding what I'm saying.
Yes, I get it.
I was speechless for a few moments before replying that if she wants to meet my child as an aunt, she is welcome to. We both can sit her down and explain the reason for her absence, but she can't just give me She can't just ask me to give up my child. Why did I? It feels like it went from 0 to 100 real quick. Like it didn't really. Did it?
It did.
Okay. All right. So this lady, she had a baby from a one-night stand, and then she was planning to give up the baby for adoption, but her sister, who is infertile, right?
Yes.
Decided to adopt her sister's baby, so it wouldn't just go to like some random person. At least her baby would still be in the family. And then, weirdly enough, the sister of the pregnant lady met up with the dude who had the one night stand with her sister.
Pause.
And
it didn't randomly meet. No. So the sister, the birth mother, so we don't get confused. The birth mother randomly met, saw the guy at the club, and she drunkenly told him about the baby. So he got in contact with her. Yeah, because she has the baby now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then they met up?
Yeah.
And then they fell in love and they got married, which is already a weird situation.
It's
like a weird situation from the get-go.
It is.
And then years later, the sister who adopted her sister's baby miraculously was able to get pregnant when earlier she was told she was infertile. So upon hearing this, the sister who gave up the baby asked her sister, this is 18 years later or less?
Wait, you lost me then.
How did I lose you?
I didn't get that. Where did you read that part at?
Did you not read the entire thing? Oh, this is 11 years later.
This one is just talking about her wanting her daughter back.
Yeah, she wants her daughter back because the sister is going to have her own biological daughter. Or not daughter, but child.
Because this article is saying she wants the baby back because her husband is infertile.
No, which one? Who's infertile? Both of them are. No, the birth mom is infertile. The
birth mom's husband is infertile and the sister is infertile.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sister who adopted is infertile.
Yes.
But why did they, so they fell out of touch because she married the dude?
I think they just fell out of touch. It doesn't really explain why they fell out of touch, but she just said it does. Like after, maybe they did fall out of touch because she got married to him. They didn't talk for a while. Cheers.
Oh. Cheers.
Another one.
See? All right. So she asked for her baby back because her husband's infertile. Mm-hmm. But at this point, the daughter is already 11 years old. She said she's going to sue her because she's the birth mother. You can't sue some. What? That makes no sense.
And gave her parental rights already.
And then she says that her sister stole her life. The 11 years that this girl is growing up, she's never met her.
I mean, she was a baby for a couple months, but that's about it.
No, but has she met her biological daughter?
From what the article read, no. If you have a falling out, like if your siblings, it looked like they haven't talked. If they haven't even talked on the phone, then they're not scheduling play dates.
So she wants to just take this girl who is now 11 years old, take her back as if nothing ever happened, that, okay, I'm your biological mom. Like, even though I haven't spent time with you for 11 years, like, I want to be your mom.
I don't see how that's ever going to work.
But that's pretty much the gist of the situation, yeah?
Yeah, basically.
Dang, that lady's an idiot.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, she wants her baby back. I'm like, you gave up your child. And you only want her at your convenience. That's not how it works.
That already shows you that she would be a terrible mother. Well, I mean, she already is, like, biologically, but...
And I don't like how she said that she stole her life. Because, like, did she mean the husband, the kid? Because she didn't want neither of them.
Why is she against adopting at this point?
Because she knows that kid is hers.
Yeah, but you haven't been there for her. You didn't raise her, and you think you could just take her back? That makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, siblings. Okay, well, but I mean, you know, sometimes people, they're so close to their cousin that they would consider them an actual sibling. So, which, okay, cheers. Cheers to not being the asshole.
Cheers.
Another one.
A man and a cousin. So let's read this. I am a 27-year-old male and my grandmother passed recently. In her will, she left me her 4-bedroom, 2-bath house. Now, before my grandmother passed, she was in danger of losing the house because of unpaid taxes. She asked various family members for help, but none did. I was in college at the time, and I had a huge student refund. She asked me for $1,500 to settle the debt. She said, thank you, and we never talked about it again. I don't like how he says she asked me for, okay, so he says she asked me for this amount, and she said, thank you, but he didn't confirm that he gave it to her. I would say she asked me for the $1,500 to settle the debt, and I gladly gave it to her. And then she said, thank you. And we never talked about it again, but he didn't say anything about like actually giving it to her. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously like reading it, you can understand he did, but I would like confirmation.
This is vague.
I didn't want my granny to be homeless after all. That was about 8 years ago. Fast forward to today, and I'm now the owner of a house in the heart of Atlanta. Prime real estate, if I do say so myself. I plan on moving in at the end of the month before doing some light cleaning and renovation. Enter my cousin and her kids. She's upset with me because I got the house. She said because I don't have any kids, I should give her the house. Because I'm her eyes, I got the house for free. What?
I read it too like that. Because in her eyes? Yeah.
I thought she was crazy, but a lot of our family is on her side, stating that it's hard out here for a single mother. They told me I can buy a house one day because I am an able-bodied young man. It will be harder for her because she has 2 kids. I'm like, she chose to have kids and that isn't my problem. Everyone is calling me selfish and hell, maybe I am, but my grandmother wanted me to have the house. I'm the asshole. This guy sucks at writing. It's like he pretty much called himself the asshole. Okay. The way he's going about it makes him the asshole. Because the way he phrased it, like when he talked about his cousin saying like, oh, she's the one who chose to have kids, that's not my problem. Like saying something like that does make you the asshole. But with the situation, I don't think he's the asshole for not giving her the house. He says he's going to move there at the end of the month. I think he should let her stay there for a certain amount of time before he actually wants to live there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And let her, I guess, save up or whatever to get a place of her own. But in the meantime, like, she can stay there if he's not going to move in ASAP. But of course, if that's the situation, I would definitely make like a contract or something so she can't just stick around and like claim it as her own. I mean, yeah, you can't be mad at him because he was the one who was willing to help her keep the house when no one else would.
Because since this is first person, his story, I don't know exactly how the cousin said it, but I don't like how she demanded that, not demanded, but you know, in her eyes, she felt like she should have gotten the house just because she has kids, you know?
Ooh, Saved by the Bell. Cheers to inheritance.
Another one.
Yeah, I just don't like how that was portrayed and how everyone is just like, just give her the house because she has the kids. Like, it's basically saying that she gets a freebie because she's like more responsibility than you. Like, I understand if they're saying like, oh, you know, help her out as well, then that's okay. But they're just saying give her the house. is two different meanings. Like, if my family were to ask if they could stay there for a time period to get up on their feet, then I'd say okay. But if they're going at me like, you don't deserve this, you don't even need it, then I'm going to be like, well, I do now.
So I'm going to assume that this house is already paid off.
Yeah, I think that's why she was in debt.
Okay, who's in debt? Grandma?
The grandma, that's why she needed the money.
So to settle it. Okay, why is it so little to settle it?
I think like that was what was left, I'm assuming.
Okay, let's say they did let the cousin move in. And so since she doesn't have to pay a mortgage, all she has to worry about is utilities. So I'm going to assume that the utilities is a lot less than for whatever she's paying for her rent right now, right? So I would say let her stay there in the meantime and just worry about paying utilities. But once I'm ready to move in, then you need to find a place. So you got to keep in mind that you have this amount of time to stay here. So you need to save up. And you need to be ready to move out once I'm ready to move in. Do you think that's unreasonable?
Well, we're reading it from his side. He's already planning on moving in at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And he's renovating it.
I mean, you're not renovating the entire place at once. You're probably doing it room by room.
Yeah, so, but you're talking about her and kids in the middle of renovation. She's not stating that she's homeless or that she has nowhere to go. It's just hard.
Well, even if that was a situation, he doesn't really mention it because I feel like he's not mentioning too much about her.
He's not mentioning anything.
To make it more so about him to get the people on his side. But yeah, I mean, I would find a way to try to make it work for her for a while. Like, I mean, maybe I'll push back moving in. Like another month, just so she has that extra month to save up and, you know, find a reasonable place to live in. But yeah, he shouldn't have to feel guilty about taking a place when he's the one who helped his grandma.
I guess.
Cheers.
Another one.
Aaliyah, what time do you wake up?
6.
What time did you wake up during lockdown?
It took me a while to get off of work hours, so I was getting up at like 8.
People spent plenty of time in their house during the lockdown. Pretty much you couldn't really go anywhere. And that's the whole situation with this couple here. Since both of them were staying at home, the woman was able to cook breakfast on the daily because they got nowhere to go. And luckily, the husband was able to gain employment. So he wanted that to continue. He wanted his wife to continue to cook him breakfast like she did during lockdown. But the catch is, his job starts pretty early. So he expected her to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning to make him breakfast.
But that's still unreasonable. I don't even do that for myself.
And when she asked him why he couldn't do it himself, he said he is not unemployed.
Gosh.
He is the breadwinner. Now his job is to provide for the family. And two, she barely prepared and couldn't find time to make breakfast. What? I'm just confused now, man.
Hold on, let me read it.
Dude, there was another post. I think it was from last week that we didn't go over, but because I don't really like this one. But all right. So there was a situation with a couple where the wife is a stay-at-home wife, right? Mm-hmm. And her brother was getting married, and her brother is best friends with her husband, so they've known each other since college. It didn't really say how, like, if they met through the brother, but the brother was getting married, and they wanted it to be a child-free wedding. And this married couple, they have, I think they had two kids. And the husband expected her to stay home and watch the kids instead of going to the wedding because he doesn't feel comfortable getting a babysitter.
What?
And he said it wouldn't be right for him to skip the wedding because that's his best friend. But that's not really an excuse because it wouldn't be right for her to skip the wedding because that's her brother.
Yeah.
And then she said that maybe they could find a friend who's willing to babysit, but he really didn't want to have a babysitter. And he thinks it's only right for her to stay home since that's what she does anyways.
That's a red flag.
What do you mean red flag? They're already married, dude.
Because he's already showing that, like, she's lesser of him. That her opinions does not matter. That even though that's her family, he is better than her. So she doesn't deserve it.
Since we do these Am I the Assholes, like, every week now, like, it still surprises me, like, how many assholes there are in the world.
I know.
But, like, how can you, like, act that way towards your wife?
Yeah, like,
like, do you really think it's okay for her to miss her brother's wedding?
Yeah, and just because you're the best friend does not put you above family. Would you do that?
Like, you gotta find a way to make it work. Like, why wouldn't, like, especially, like, you know, when you're attending a wedding, if you're married, I feel like that's an occasion that you would want to be with your significant other.
Yeah.
All right. Going back to the previous one that we didn't really talk about, the guy who wanted his wife to make him breakfast every morning, something that a lot of people like to have for a quick breakfast is cereal. This man in Wichita Falls, Mr. Matthew Chilian, I don't know where that is, was given a 6-year probated sentence for burglary and a 3-year probated sentence for possession of a controlled substance. When we say burglary, we're talking about...
I think of Home Alone.
I'm going to watch Home Alone. Like, I usually watch Home Alone as soon as Thanksgiving is over.
I knew it. Isn't that the first thing you start off with?
Yeah, usually. When we talk about burglary, this man, he didn't steal something valuable. He didn't steal anything that he can sell off or profit off of. What he stole was, or what he stole was cereal. So a witness told officers she saw a man go into a garage. The victim of the cereal theft said when he walked in, she asked him what he was doing. He walked past her into the kitchen, opened the cabinet, and grabbed a cup, then filled it with s'more cereal and left. Officer said when Chilian was searched at the jail, a baggie of meth was discovered. It's funny how calm you would ask someone, like a stranger who's in your house, what you're doing.
I know.
I'd be like, yo, what the, get out of here. I don't know. I feel like if someone, like a stranger straight up was in my house, like, I wouldn't even ask them. I'll like attack them with something, try to knock them out or something.
You wouldn't even try?
Try what?
Try to talk to them.
Why are you going to talk to someone who's clearly in your house without permission?
I don't know. I have faith in people. Excuse me, sir. Please leave. Don't
listen. So, I mean, obviously, if they discovered a bag of meth on him, he was probably using it before he entered the house, which caused him to do such a thing. Yeah. Drugs and cereal.
Drugs and cereal.
Key to life. Last drink of the night, guys. So cheers. All right, we'll end it here, guys, because Aaliyah got work tomorrow in the morning. Once again, please repost, share, because, yeah, you haven't been doing that, people who have been listening. We see it. So we need you to repost, to share, to retweet. Oh, wait, let's take another drink. You still got some left on there?
In here.
All right, drink that. Cheers, guys. We'll drink another one, even though the soundboard's not working right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember to drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe, peace.
See ya.
See ya.
Some Damn Podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, all thanks to you.